商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky?
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。在今天的会谈里， Tate 女士要跟 Crane 先生讨论从商业银行或者从投资银行贷款的具体问题。他俩上一次已经谈到从商业银行贷款的好处是可以利用已经建立起来的关系，但是借贷的费用却可能比较贵。他俩首先要回顾这些利弊，以便进一步展开讨论。我们这就去听他们说什么，请你边听边想这个问题，对于 Crane 先生说来最要紧的是什么。
We talked about the advantages and disadvantages of a commercial bank.
The big advantage seems to be in the relationship angle.
Right, building a strong relationship.
And the main disadvantage is the high cost of borrowing money.
But that all depends on the terms of the loan.
The important thing to me is to reduce my exposure to risk.
You don't want to be left hanging on the line.
No, I want to be able to meet my financial obligations.
我们先听听 Tate 女士怎么样打开话题。
We talked about the advantages and disadvantages of a commercial bank.
她提起上次谈过在商业银行贷款的利弊。我们接着听他俩一起回顾究竟有哪些利弊。先学个短语 ,in the relationship angle. In the relationship angle. Angle is spelled A-N-G-L-E. Angle 含义是角度或者方面。所以 in the relationship angle 意思是在关系方面或者从关系的角度看来。
The big advantage seems to be in the relationship angle.
Right, building a strong relationship.
And the main disadvantage is the high cost of borrowing money.
Crane 先生提出最大的好处似乎在关系方面。Tate 女士立刻肯定是要加强业务关系。Crane 先生紧接着归纳出缺点是贷款费用高。我们接着听 Tate 女士作为财经专家指出什么有关贷款费用的问题。
But that all depends on the terms of the loan.
她指出贷款费用全取决于贷款时定下的条件，也就是 terms of the loan。 这儿 term 这个词要表示条件。我们以前学过 the term of payment 付款条件，里面的 term 也是条件的意思，但是我们还学过 short term loan 短期贷款，那里的 term 解释为期限。贷款条件不时会有变化，而且包括借款利率、归还期限几方面。再听一次他的话，体会一下他的话意。
But that all depends on the terms of the loan.
这句话的含义是由于贷款条件是可变因素，我们就不能一概而论地说商业银行贷款的费用一定高，因为我们不知道有关的贷款条件。注意他话里的 depend on 意思是取决于。我们听 Crane 先生说他在借贷时最关注什么问题。先得学个短语 exposure to risk. Exposure to riskExposure is spelled E-X-P-O-S-U-R-E. Exposure 这词的意思是暴露，而 exposure to risk 可以解释为承受风险的程度。
The important thing to me is to reduce my exposure to risk.
他说，对他而言，重要的是减少自己所承受的风险。 他在这儿的意思是要尽量的避免陷入债务累累、无法偿还的困境。我们接着听 Tate 女士用一个习惯用语来表达相同的意思。这个习惯用语是 left hanging on the line, left hanging on the line。 她的意思是陷于不能自拔的困境。同时听听 Crane 先生怎么表示。
You don't want to be left hanging on the line.
No, I want to be able to meet my financial obligations.
Tate 女士说 Crane 先生不想陷于债务的困境。Crane 先生再次表示自己希望能偿还债务。他在这儿又用了以前学到的短语 meet my financial obligations， 意思是尽自己在财务方面的义务。我们再听一遍他俩刚才的这段谈话，请边听边考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What is important to Mr. Crane?
We talked about the advantages and disadvantages of a commercial bank.
The big advantage seems to be in the relationship angle.
Right. Building a strong relationship.
And the main disadvantage is the high cost of borrowing money.
But that all depends on the terms of the loan.
The important thing to me is to reduce my exposure to risk.
You don't want to be left hanging on the line.
No. I want to be able to meet my financial obligations.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们提供的答案。
What is important to Mr. Crane?
To reduce his exposure to risk.
Crane 先生接着要和 Tate 女士谈贷款利率。我们以前学过，利率是 interest rate。他们要讨论两种贷款，一种是 fixed rate loans， fixed rate loans， fixed is spelled F-I-X-E-D， fixed rate loans 是固定利率贷款。另一种是 floating rate loans， floating rate loans， floating is spelled F-I-X-E-D L-O-A-T-I-N-G. Floating rate loans 是浮动利率贷款。我们去参加他俩的讨论，想一想顾客喜欢哪一种利率。
I'd go with a fixed rate loan.
I agree. The floating rate is too much of a gamble.
Too much can happen you can't control.
I want to know how much I have to pay.
And how long you will be obligated.
That depends on the pay down, I suppose.
And you have to consider what currency you want the loan in.
Let's not get into that now.
我们先听听 Tate 女士作为财务咨询顾问认为得选择哪一种贷款。
I'd go with a fixed rate loan.
她说的 I'd go with 就是I would choose， 意思是要是我是你，我会选择固定利率贷款。再听一遍。
I'd go with a fixed rate loan。
我们听听 Crane 先生是否接受这个忠告，但是先得学个生词 ，gamble，G-A-M-B-L-E， gamble。gamble 原来的意思是赌博，但是也可以指投机冒险。
I agree. The floating rate is too much of a gamble.
他同意选择固定利率的意见，他认为浮动利率太冒险了。我们再听一遍他的话，同时听听 Tate 女士的评论。
I agree. The floating rate is too much of a gamble.
Too much can happen you can't control.
Tate 女士进一步指出，可能发生的事儿太多了，你无法控制。我们接着听他俩说要贷款必须了解什么。我们学过名词 obligation 是义务或者债务，它的动词形式是 obligate， O-B-L-I-G-A-T-E， obligate， 意思是 是承担义务或者债务。Be obligated, 意思是有责任或者得承担债务。
I want to know how much I have to pay.
And how long you will be obligated.
Crane 先生想知道他得付多少费用。Tate 女士补充说，她也该了解自己承担债务的期限长短。我们接着听 Crane 先生是否懂得这一点。先学个短语 ,pay down, pay down, pay down 意思是即期付款，也就是每次支付的现金。
That depends on the pay down, I suppose.
他说承担债务的期限长短取决于他的即期付款，换句话说，要是他当期归还的现款多，他还的就快，承担债务的期限当然就短了。我们接着听 Tate 女士还提出什么要考虑的问题，但是先得学个生词 currency, C U R R E N C Y, currency, 意思是货币。
And you have to consider what currency you want the loan in.
Tate 女士提出 ,Crane 先生还得考虑贷款用哪一种货币。我们听听 Crane 先生对这个有什么想法。
Let's not get into that now.
Let's not get into that now. 意思是我们暂时先别考虑这个。显然他觉得眼下得考虑的事儿太多了，这个问题以后再谈吧。这句话常常用来推延对某问题的讨论，我们再听一次。
Let's not get into that now.
我们来练习应用这个说法。假定你的顾问在向你提出得考虑的事项，请你听了就告诉他暂时先别考虑这个。说完了再对照一下我们的说法。
You need to think about what currency you want the loan in.
Let's not get into that now.
You need to decide what kind of rate you want.
Let's not get into that now.
You need to decide how long you want the loan for.
Let's not get into that now.
接下来我们要再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What rate does the client prefer?
I'd go with a fixed rate loan.
I agree.The floating rate is too much of a gamble.
Too much can happen you can't control.
I want to know how much I have to pay.
And how long you will be obligated.
That depends on the pay down, I suppose.
And you have to consider what currency you want the loan in.
Let's not get into that now.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们说的答案。
What rate does the client prefer?
A fixed rate.
他俩讨论了商业银行贷款之后，紧接着要谈投资银行。Tate 女士要描述投资银行的贷款工作。我们快去听听投资银行是如何开展有关业务的。
Let's look at the pros and cons of an investment bank.
I'm still leaning toward a commercial bank.
A commercial bank structures a loan they can live with.
And I can pay down.
An investment bank structures a security to sell to investors.
You mean like stocks or bonds?
Right. They sell these securities to investors like venture capitalists.
So their risk is spread out.
我们先听 Tate 女士怎么样引发关于投资银行的讨论。以及 Crane 先生的想法。
Let's look at the pros and cons of an investment bank.
I'm still leaning toward a commercial bank.
Tate 女士提出要研究一下投资银行贷款的利弊。她又用了我们学过的一个短语 pros and cons, 就是利弊。然而 Crane 先生却说他还是倾向于商业银行。 他用了短语 leaning towards, leaning towards, 意思是他虽然还没打定主意，但是眼下是倾向于什么的。我们听听 Tate 女士接着说明商业银行怎么样安排他们的贷款业务。
A commercial bank structures a loan they can live with.
这句话里的 structure 是动词，意思是安排、组织。这里他用了习惯用语 can live with, 意思是能承受，也就是说不会带来过大的困难。所以整句话的意思是商业银行安排贷款不会超越他们的能力范围。再听一遍。
A commercial bank structures a loan they can live with.
我们接着听 Creighton 说去商业银行贷款的人可以怎么样安排自己的贷款。
And I can pay down.
这句话里又用了短语 pay down。刚才说过名词短语 pay down 是即期付款，这里的 pay down 是动词短语，也解释即期付款，也就是当期归还的现款多，现款就减少，所付的利息也随之减少。所以这句话的意思是我可以通过即期付款减少欠款。我们再听一遍，他俩认为在商业银行贷款，银行和贷款人各可以如何安排有关事宜。
A commercial bank structures a loan they can live with.
And I can pay down.
和 pay down 相关联的短语是 pay back. Pay back 是偿还的意思，所以 pay back the loan 就是还清贷款。我们听几个例子，注意区分里面的 pay down 和 pay back。
I can pay down this loan to a small amount in 10 years.
I have 10 years to pay down most of the loan.
Can you pay back the loan entirely in 10 years?
Do you need 12 years to pay back the entire loan?
Tate 女士接着要介绍投资银行和商业银行不同的运作方式。投资银行把款项贷出，再以出售证券的形式从投资者那里集资。证券的英文是 security, S-E-C-U-R-I-T-Y, security. 它一般以复数形式出现，也就是 securities. 我们以前学过投资是 invest, invest.加后缀 OR 就成了投资者 investor, I-N-V-E-S-T-O-R, investor. 好，我们听他说投资银行怎么样运作。
An investment bank structures a security to sell to investors.
Crane 先生理解这种运作方式吗？我们听听他的反应。先学两个生词 stock.S-T-O-C-K, stock. Stock 是股票。Bond, B-O-N-D, bond. Bond 是债券。
An investment bank structures a security to sell to investors.
You mean like stocks or bonds?
Crane 先生猜测 Tate 女士说的 a security, 一种证券。类似于股票和债券。那么 Tate 女士认为她猜得对吗？
Right. They sell these securities to investors like venture capitalists.
她说 Crane 先生猜得对，并且说投资银行向风险资本家之类的投资者出售这些证券。风险资本家是 venture capitalist. Venture capitalist. Venture.is spelled V-E-N-T-U-R-E. Capitalist is spelled C-A-P-I-T-A-L-I-S-T. 这下他已经交代清楚投资银行和商业银行的主要区别了。投资银行安排贷款的方式是向投资者出售证券，也就是让投资者分担风险资本。 而商业银行却自行发放贷款，贷款风险由本银行承受。我们回到贪婪的讨论中来，请 Crane 先生怎么评论投资银行的运作方式？
So their risk is spread out.
他说，这一来投资银行的风险就分摊出去了。接下来我们要再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，请边听边考虑怎么回答这个问题。
What does an investment bank do with a loan?
Let's look at the pros and cons of an investment bank.
I'm still leaning toward a commercial bank.
A commercial bank structures a loan they can live with.
And I can pay down.
An investment bank structures a security to sell to investors.
You mean like stocks or bonds?
Right. They sell these securities to investors like venture capitalists.
So their risk is spread out.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再参考一下我们的答案。
What does an investment bank do with a loan?
They sell it.To someone else.
接下来请大家从头至尾再听一遍他俩今天的全部谈话，复习一下学到的词句。
We talked about the advantages and disadvantages of a commercial bank.
The big advantage seems to be in the relationship angle.
Right, building a strong relationship.
And the main disadvantage is the high cost of borrowing money.
But that all depends on the terms of the loan.
The important thing to me is to reduce my exposure to risk.
You don't want to be left hanging on the line.
No, I want to be able to meet my financial obligations.
I'd go with a fixed rate loan.
I agree. The floating rate is too much of a gamble.
Too much can happen you can't control.
I want to know how much I have to pay.
And how long you will be obligated.
That depends on the pay down, I suppose.
And you have to consider what currency you want the loan in.
Let's not get into that now.
Let's look at the pros and cons of an investment bank.
I'm still leaning toward a commercial bank.
A commercial bank structures a loan they can live with.
And I can pay down.
An investment bank structures a security to sell to investors.
You mean like stocks or bonds?
Right. They sell these securities to investors like venture capitalists.
So their risk is spread out.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。上一次我们听到怎么样询问对方是否满意，今天要说说怎么样表示失望。
Can I ask how you feel about your new computer?
Well, to tell you the truth.
他以 well 开头，是在开始解释以前留点回旋余地。接下去就是
To tell you the truth.
听来情况不妙，虽然搭话的人也有可能会这样说。
I love the computer.
但是有更大的可能性是他将表示失望。
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm disappointed in the computer.
这用电脑的人还可能会说得更具体。
Well, to tell you the truth, it's not as powerful as I thought.
还可以用别的方式来表示失望。
Can I ask how you feel about your new computer?
Actually, I'm disappointed with it. I'm not happy with it at all. Unfortunately, it's not what I expected.
听了这些话，一般会期待说话的人进一步解释自己不满的原因。
Actually, I'm disappointed with it. It's too complicated. I'm not happy with it at all. It's too slow. Unfortunately, it's not what I expected. I thought it had more software with it.
即使他是这样回答的
，It's okay.
我们也听得出来，他还是有点失望。
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great. Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加我们的下次会谈。到时候 ，Tate 女士要继续为 Crane 先生解决贷款问题。我是伟伟， 这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，维维改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。